Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, universe, and this be the bee, registered nurse and retired U.S. Navy, on a mission to promote health, wellness, but most importantly, people, happiness. That is the key to divine health and wellness. And you are listening to Ask Talk Radio, and I am your host, the bee. And today, the mission, within the mission, is we are going to tackle obesity. I know you're saying to yourself, how dare she say obesity? But yes, I have said obesity because I have become a global commodity and not a local commodity. And as you know, the internet is a place where people have learned to just tippity-tippity-tippity-tippity in their browsers and in their little Google searches. And when you type that obesity word in there, bloop, 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 you get all kinds of things. And when you type in obesity, you get fat and fluffy. And you get all these people walking through the Walmart door, and you see all these things, and you get this stereotype of what that means. And then you say, oh, whoa, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be, oh, fat. How dare she say that? That's not right. She's going to bully me because I'm not in my BMI. You don't even know what a BMI is, do you? No, I'm not going to tell you. But I will tell you a little something called your body fat percentage, and I'm just gonna put a little number out there because I don't want to do too much technical stuff. You know, I just feed you a little bit every day, a dose of the bee, nurse to bee, and this is my dose here about obesity, and we're gonna get in a little bit about metabolic syndrome and some of the things that go along when you got a little bit too much weight on you. And I'm not saying all people a little bit or too much weight on you is bad, because I don't want you to say that. But my daughter, who's in RN school, has reminded me, Mom, don't be on the radio saying that kind of stuff. You're going to get somebody that's going to challenge you, and you're going to be in all that rhetoric, and then you're going to have somebody say, hey, don't be saying that obese people can be obese, because that's not true. Well, I'm going to tell you, nursing students, don't challenge me, because that is true. Just because you're obese don't mean you're unhealthy, because sometimes you just fatten the head. And it's okay to have some weight on you. And somebody will come up to a fat person and say, hey, you got to lose weight because you're going to have hypertension. You're going to stroke out. It's just that. And you have the power of suggestion is very, very, it's like magic. You can hypnotize somebody and make them get hypertension, make them get metabolic syndrome, and make them feel so bad about themselves that they'll go home, start sitting around the house, and go in, start cycling into metabolic syndrome and get all of these things that are secondary to being overweight. I have known a person that was 500 pounds and that was very athletic. He played softball, basketball. He was very at time job, on his feet. He was a cashier, all these things, and he never had any issues. And he got these people in his head so bad that he went out and he got the stomach stapling degree. Now my brain has stopped because I went on a tangent. But he got he didn't lose the weight properly. And I will tell you that he ended up getting the surgery reversed, and I don't believe in that surgery. Oh, I wasn't going to go there, but see, now I digress. But I want you to know the power of suggestion is hypnotic, and hypnotic suggestions can be very fatal to people. So don't go around talking about, oh, you fat, because thin is not always in. It is not always in. I have seen some very beautiful people, and that's where we're not going to focus on the negativity of these things. We're going to focus on the planet care is self-image. That's where we're going, people. We're going into self-image. And I want you to love thyself today. Love thyself today. Get yourself, strip yourself down naked. Not if you're at work. If you're at work, you don't want to be stripping yourself down naked in the cubby hole there and have your boxes. But go and don't do this at work. When you're at home alone in the privacy of a bathroom, preferably a locked bathroom, strip yourself down naked, look yourself in the mirror, and look yourself in the mirror and say, you know, I love myself. The human body is amazing, amazing. I don't care what shape you are, how big or how thin you are, beast, fat, however they want to categorize you or how they want to label you, look at yourself in the mirror and say to yourself, I love thyself. I love thyself. Whether you got brown hair, brown skin, green skin, blue eyes, green eyes, however you got your hair, purple, bald, whatever, look yourself in the mirror and realize you have a human physical form. You're a biological creature. You're an emotionally charged individual, and you have control over how you feel and how you think about yourself. And there is no one that can make you unhappy and that can make you feel horrible about yourself but you. And look yourself naked in the mirror and look about everything that your human physical body is capable of. Your body's heart is beating, and you don't have any control over that. You are breathing air. And look at yourself in the mirror. Hold your breath and see how long it takes before your body just forces you to take a breath of air. And then listen to everything that you're hearing. And don't think anything negative about what you're seeing in the mirror. And just embrace yourself for a moment in time and realize that for one moment there in that mirror, you are in charge of how you are going to perceive yourself. And look at yourself naked in the mirror. Stand there and give yourself a self-image of yourself and create that for yourself. And don't let anyone take that from you. And this is what I'm giving you today in my plan of care, is a self-image. Forget about obesity. Forget about being fat in your head. Because I don't care how much weight you get or stomach stapling or barometric surgery and all that psychological surgery that you're going to get, a nose job or a tummy tuck or breast implants or anything. If you can't look yourself in the mirror naked and see yourself as a biological masterpiece of just a real amazing human body, is an amazing, amazing thing just in that form. And your mind is so incredibly powerful. That self-image that you have to have every day to get yourself out of bed and find the passion and love for yourself, that is what you need to do every day. You got to love yourself. You got to have passion for the fact that you, no matter what others are trying to pressure your mind to think about yourself, you got to love thyself. And then you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, I choose happy. I choose to be happy. You know, we got all this stuff about here in America. I know where you're listening. But here in America, they come up with a constitution, and they try to pressure us to think we have a right to the pursuit of happiness. Hoopla, hoopity, hoopity, hoopla, 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 hocus pocus. No, we don't. We don't have a right to that. We choose to be happy. Poof. It's a choice. Every day you wake up and you choose it. Just choose it. And if you're having a bad day, you say, no, I'm not having a bad day. I'm having a bad moment. You have bad moments, people. You can turn around and say, I'm having a bad moment. And you're not obese. That is just a label somebody wants to put on you and make some capitalistic diet program to make you think you're fat and make you think thin is in. Thin is not in. Thin can be just as unhealthy. I know so many thin people that have high cholesterol, hypertension, and cardiac disease. Yes, cardiac disease is the number one killer. It is killing more people every day than all the wars combined. But I will tell you, just as many thin people are being rolled into the cath lab right now for stent and bypass surgeries and have massive heart attacks. I was going to say something very clinical, but, you know, I know some of you people are not clinical. But this is your homework assignment today for my segment today. Get yourself naked in the bathroom, in the mirror, and look at yourself as a biological being and see yourself for what you truly are. And that's just take yourself raw, naked in the mirror, and look at yourself and love thyself. Don't let other people validate you. Get a good self-image of yourself in the mirror and get a mindset and feel good about yourself for who you are. And stop all of this stuff about hypertension, you're going to die if you don't do this, you know that. You got to cut the iceberg right at the top and first feel good about yourself, who you are in your skin, naked in your skin. Yeah, go and feel good about yourself, naked in your skin. And I know if you Google me up and you see my old YouTube 10 years ago, I know a lot of people don't know this about me. If you just see me, you say, oh, look at her. She all fat and everything. That was when I just finished having a baby. I had my son. He was 10 pounds. I went up to 278 pounds of that boy. And when I had him, I said, you know what? Let's get me out. Let's do a TV show. Come on into the Hive studio. We're going to film a bunch of stuff because I want people to see a self-confident, in the flesh person, not caring. I do care about my health, but it's because sometimes you put a lot of love. I had gestational diabetes when I was with my last child, and I gained a lot of weight. And that was unconscionable for somebody that's supposed to be advocate for health and wellness. But that's okay. Sometimes you do that. Sometimes I'm a human being. I like to eat. And when I'm with child, it's hard. You're laying around. You can't get around. You just, feeling sorry for yourself. And just that last trimester, you know, ladies, you just want to eat. And you got the heartburn. It's a cycle. But no. So I'm telling you, I know what it's like when you got a bunch of weight on you, and then you go into them maternity clothes, and they make them ugly polka dot shirts. You only wear that. You're trying to look cute, and then they only make so big clothes, and then you're wearing them muumuus from Hawaii, and you're like, oh, So, if you like me in your head. You know, you got alligator skin. Anybody can say anything to you. Don't matter. You're still going to be thin in your head. When I was overweight like that, I had reverse anorexia. I would look in the mirror and I would see a thin person. And nothing could stop me. Nobody could say nothing bad to me because I was like thin in my head. But I know it's different for people that are obese or overweight or in that mind frame where they think that they have self-image problems, because that's our mission today, people. This nurse to be our mission to promote health, wellness, and happiness. Registered nurse and retired U.S. Navy. And the mission within the mission today is self-image. That's on our plan of care. That's on the plate today. Plan of care, self-image. And I'm telling you, if you're obese, and you lose weight, you go get one of these surgeries, and they cut your stomach out and do all this stuff. And I'm saying this, you all know what I'm talking about, you technical people. Don't do it. Go watch on the YouTube of these people 5 years after they had the surgery. You'll find out they have problems, and they can't absorb nutrients because they don't have the gut. Your stomach. I'm talking about... Your intestines absorb all of your vitamins and nutrients. You cut your stomach out. Your small intestine, all that. You mess yourself up 5 years from now. You look good in a year. trust me, just don't be cutting on yourself just because you think you're going to look better. Let's not do that. We're doing self-image here. Self-image. The homework of the day is you're still going to be fat in the head. My point is, you lose weight and you don't get your self-image in check and feel good about yourself fat, you're still going to be fat in the head if you get thin. And you're still not going to feel good about yourself. I don't care how many plastic surgeries you get, how many tummy tucks, how many boob jobs, how many nose jobs, how many liposuction, how many whatever you get. You're still going to use food as a coping mechanism. Bottom line, you've got to understand. You got to feel good about yourself. Point of today's show, love thyself. Love thyself. If you get nothing from today, get this. Get this nothing. This is the nugget of nothing. You're eating this nugget of nothing from Nurse the Bee's dose of the day. Love thyself. Love thyself. And you're going to do this with this little bit of homework because I'm just feeding you little nuggets. This is your nugget of nothing. Get yourself in your bathroom today after you shower. Maybe you don't take a shower. Maybe you're just going to go in a private restroom, take off all your clothes, go look yourself in the mirror and realize you're a magical, biological creature that is an endless, conscious ability to know thyself and to love thyself and to give thyself this gift. And that is stop all the noise from the outside that's trying to validate you and tell you that you're not worthy enough to be good enough. Reset your brain today and love thyself. Love thyself. Give yourself this one gift that tells yourself your self-image. Your self-esteem is counting on this because once you give yourself that self-image, that picture of who you really are, it's where you can start building what's called a self-esteem. And when you have a good self-esteem, you can do anything. You can do anything. You can do anything. I don't care if they're calling you crazy, lazy, hazy, daisy, mazy. You can do anything. You put your mind to something and then you become passionate. You can make psychedelic rocking chairs. They buy my chair and give a care. I'm telling you, people, I've been there. And I want you to know thyself and love thyself. So this has been Nurse the Bee. And I'm telling you, this 27% right here that I'm circling on my piece of paper, and this has been my rhetoric today because my daughter said, don't be doing rhetoric. And I said, yep, that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to do my rhetoric. And she said, don't, Mom. Don't be doing my rhetoric because these nursing students, they think you got to be all perfect and everything's got to be perfect. I don't got to do no perfect stuff. Sometimes people just want you to connect with them, and they don't want all this fancy, schmancy stuff. They want you to, I feel a connection. Do you feel a connection with me? My board op is looking at me like I'm, what? I know how much time we got to be ad-libbing whatever I want to say today. I get to do this for a whole week. What? Oh, okay, hang on a second. Oh, I'm doing good. I didn't even take a break. I'm all the way in a 20-minute segment. Well, he told me every 10 minutes. I got 10 minutes here, I got 10 minutes there. I got to do 3 10-minute segments. So, okay, you want me to take... Well, you should have told me at the first 10-minute segment I could have taken a caller. What? I can't see that. Well, plug it in the ear, Mike. Well, now you mess it up. Now you just mess me up. Now I digress. I don't even know where I'm going to go back to. Okay, this is what I would say. Then cut commercials in here. This messed me up. We have no music. We have no... Look, let me just tell you something. Hello, if you just turned in, this is Nurse to Be live on for Ask Talk Radio. Today, the mission within the mission is obesity. See, it don't work. I need music going in and out. Yes, I do. That's my element. Don't argue with me. It's a podcast. We can do this all day long. You want to argue with me on the internet? What? Shut. The point of the show is self-image, plan of care, self-image. Mission within a mission. If you're going to go take a... What? If you're going to go get your stomach stapled and lose the weight, you're still going to be fat in the head. Don't do that. Don't go get it. Don't go get all the liposuction. Don't go take those, what? I know what it's called. Don't Google it, buddy. People don't know. They might be listening in, they might be listening in another country. They don't have those surgeries in another country. They might be listening in, Billy Buckatoo, and they don't have those. So that's why I'm not even going to say that. I'm not going to say it, no. I'm using layman tune. If you tell me how to run my show, I'm going to come back there and push the button on Bora. Yes, I am. Okay. Okay, revamp. All right, here we go. Hello, universe. It's B2B, registered nurse and retired U.S. Navy. I'm a mission to promote health, wellness, most importantly, people, happiness. And this B2B, live, unedited. At today's show, we are talking on Ask Talk Radio with your host, me, Nurse V. And I have for you today on the Planet of Care, we are discussing self-image. And we've just titled this show a generic title, Obesity. Because apparently when you're fiddling food on the internet and you type in obesity, you need to come over to this show and I'm going to give you a small dose about what to do about feeling like you're a fat person, and oh, she said fat, she obese. No, I'm not name calling, I'm not bullying, I'm just letting you know. Get a little thick in the skin and quit being sensitive, okay? You're not fat, you're just letting people make you feel bad about yourself. So you're gonna love yourself. And we have given people a little homework about how to tip the iceberg. And before you can do anything to help yourself to consciously prevent metabolic syndrome and all of the things that go along with metabolic syndrome, that is what you need to Google today, metabolic syndrome. To prevent that, that is what happens when you get a little above your 27% recommended body fat or you're out of your BMI. We won't go into the BMI. It's a little bit too in-depth. When you get out of that, you are getting a little bit in a risk factor for getting all of the secondary health concerns that people think will make you unhappy. And that's really where I go with this. So my main thing is if you're here and you're the first step is to get yourself so you can build your self-esteem. So your homework today is get yourself somewhere where you can get in front of a mirror and you can get naked, and you can look at yourself, and you get your own self-image. Don't let other people give you a self-image. Quit looking at those magazines. Quit letting people tell you you're a troll underneath a rock. No, you're not. You're a beautiful unicorn. You're a magical, beautiful unicorn. Maybe you're even a purple, magical, beautiful unicorn that farts rainbows. Go in the mirror and tell yourself that. Because that's what you are. You are a beautiful, purple, magical unicorn that farts rainbows. Honest to God, you are. You just got to go in the mirror and tell yourself that in the head. Go love thyself. Go look yourself in the mirror naked. Look yourself in the mirror naked. I don't care what you are, but tell yourself that. Say, I am a beautiful, purple unicorn that farts rainbows. Tell yourself that and believe it. And don't let nobody mess with your self-image. That's what you are. Everyone in the whole world needs to go get naked in front of a mirror and say, I am a beautiful, magical, purple unicorn that farts rainbows. And this would be a different planet. It would. Everybody would be so happy and people would fart. Did you know? Listen, board op. Did you know everybody farts? Yeah, everybody farts, except me. I don't fart. You know what I do? I blow kisses out my bottom. That's right. I don't fart. I don't. I blow kisses with my bottom. That's right. So if you hear something, that wasn't a fart. Just shut up, Bordock. I'll tell you right now. When I boof out my bottom, that is my bottom just sending a kiss out into the room. That's right. You see my self-image? I got a good self-image. And I just now gave you all where to start with your self-image. Start by that. Get naked, go in front of the mirror, and say to yourself, I am just a big, magical, purple unicorn that farts rainbows. And your mind is so powerful, you'll start believing that. And nothing anybody will say to you, crazy, lazy, hazy, mazy, fat, ugly, stupid, whatever. You just go back to that image of yourself naked in the mirror and you'll say, Nurse of E, she's so powerful. She told me, I'm not, remember, 2 to 102. That's what this show is for, everybody. You take yourself privately into a mirror, naked, and you keep telling yourself, I am a purple, big, powerful unicorn that farts rainbows. And that is your self-image of yourself. And can nobody bully you? Because that's what you, if you know about unicorns, you know how powerful and magical they are. And you can start giving out, once you do that, you start giving out root wishes. Don't say, have a nice day. Say, have a nice wish. Make a wish. Because you, in your mind, you know you looked at yourself naked in the mirror, and you're a big, powerful, purple unicorn that farts rainbows. And every time you fart, you can start telling people, I didn't fart. I just threw out a rainbow. Somewhere in Hawaii, there's a rainbow that just shot up. And the little kids will be like, what? And then they'll start laughing. They'll know that you've got this self-image of yourself. And eventually, your self-esteem will just start building. And you'll just look at the whole wide world just completely different. Because your self-image in your mind, you will start believing that you are a big, big, purple unicorn that shoots out rainbows out your boo. Yes, you will. And then you will love thyself because you will know you're not obese and you're not fat in your head. You're a big, purple, magical unicorn that farts out rainbows. And you can give out wishes. And your first wish is to give yourself self-love. And that has been my mission within my mission today. And I want to thank you all for tuning in. And I want to say hello, universe, and hello, earth full of unicorns, big, fat, purple, farting, rainbow unicorns. And thank you all for tuning in. This has been Nurse to Be live for Ask Talk Radio. And don't forget, yes, this has been my rhetoric. And that's what you get, nursing students. You think you can't just give rhetoric and give some educated knowledge to? Well, it has just been done today, live for Ask Talk Radio. Registered nurse, the retired U.S. Navy, this has been the Bee, Nurse to Be. And don't you forget it. Don't ever underestimate me. You purple big unicorns out there, keep farting and keep spreading rainbows and sunshine. And we're going to dance on out of here. Play the music. Cue the music. Board up. Cue the music. We're done. Huh? What? I know we can't play music. I don't care where you can't play music. Okay, one more week of rhetoric. Okay. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Tune in. There we go. Or archive, whatever. Self-image. Okay. Okay. Done. Buzz out. Buzz.